Morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Not too bad.
All right, good. We got a cover story this week, which is interesting. A new thrift store opening in Las Cruces. This is probably a surprise to some people because we have quite a few thrift stores in Las Cruces already.
Yeah, we do. This town has a bunch of them, actually. And so I thought another one opening up would be a good way to sort of look at the business itself. This one is called Pick Me Thrift Store. It might open as early as this Thursday. It's on 1126 South Solano Drive. And the owner is a lady named Brenda Dunn. She's a businesswoman who operates Nationwide Hearing Services, which is up on Mall Drive. And she's also very active in the Lions Club. And she thought, boy, what's another way that the Lions Club could sort of raise money? And she came up with the idea of another thrift shop. So it's going to, after overhead and starting up expenses and all that is paid off, the money is going to go to be donated to the Lions Clubs here in town. And she's the owner right now, but one day would like to, turn the store over to the Lions Clubs. And it's, your typical thrift shop. It'll sell clothing and toys and, maybe pieces of furniture or house decor, that sort of stuff, whatever people donate. They're looking for donations right now. And so it's another one of those stores here in town.
Okay, interesting. And I guess this isn't really too much of a surprise because the median income in the Las Cruces area is very low compared to the national median income.
Yeah, it is, and that's why you also see probably a lot of, the dollar stores here in town. Family Dollar, Dollar General, Dollar Tree. We see a lot of those going up in the Las Cruces area. And it's because people can shop there without spending a whole bunch of money. And the same thing is true for these thrift stores. You get the people who are looking to save money and who can find a perfectly good, piece of clothing or something else that's maybe been used but is in good shape and can be reused and bought very sensibly. Plus, you also have the people who like to look for bargains and like to look for little hidden treasures and that sort of stuff. That gets them out going to these stores. So I talked to several of these kind of stores and different ones around town and I also have a list of some other ones that I found out of the phone book. And I think it's just that. I think, we came out of the recession 5 years ago or less than that, and about 4 years ago, and people have just changed their shopping habits and haven't changed them back. And thrift stores are always sort of popular, but I think that even made them more popular.
Okay. Well, in the profile this week, something different. You have a business at New Mexico State University that's also a class. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. It's called Aces in the Whole Foods, and it's run by students. And, they have faculty oversight, that sort of stuff. But in Gerald Thomas Hall, room 332 on the NMSU campus, it's a food business, and they make ice cream. And they sell the ice cream periodically every other week or so, and they have ice cream sales. And people are starting to hear about it. Now, of course, we're very close to the end of the school year, so they won't be doing it much more this year. There is one sale tomorrow going on, actually. And, they have this large freezer display that's usually stocked with, different flavors, dozens of flavors, and you can buy them by the scoop or by the pint. And it's an actual little business. The students have to learn about overhead and how much to make and how much to charge and all that sort of stuff. So it's very interesting little business that's going on over there that maybe not a lot of people know about, but hopefully this will bring them some attention.
I would not be able to take that course because I'd be eating all the profits, I'm afraid.
I know. One of the ones they were making was peanut butter flavored gelato, and I'm just like, boy, that sounds really, really good.
Yeah.
Peanut butter is a weakness of mine. There's no doubt about it.
Me too. All right. What's new this week, Brooke?
Yes, and a lot of people may have seen this already last week because I went ahead and put something in about it, but K-Bob's is coming to Las Cruces, K-Bob's Steakhouse. And that was one of the rumored restaurants that was thought to maybe possibly come to the place that used to be Dickie's Barbecue in front of the Walmart on Valley. Dickie's closed earlier this year, and it's been open for a while. And people have asked me about it, and there was a rumor going around that it was going to be a Chinese restaurant, and you know how these things go. But it turns out it's going to be a K-Bob Steakhouse. There's one of those in TRC, and there's one in Socorro, and there's a total of six in New Mexico right now, and some in Texas, and one in Colorado and Oklahoma each. And it has a salad bar. You get steak and hamburgers and all that sort of good stuff. And so that'll be coming. I don't have an opening day yet, but they're in the architectural stage, I guess, for right now.
Okay.
There's this Albuquerque-based environmental science and planning firm called Marin & Associates, and they've opened an office down here in Las Cruces at the Arrowhead incubator site on NMSU's campus, and they're going to have an official ribbon cutting tomorrow, they plan to. And so they did a lot of market research and decided they needed a presence in Las Cruces, and they're going to go forward with that. And so very interesting in that regard. And also just a little thing, MEVITA, Mesilla Valley Economic Development Alliance. They've had a couple websites, an older website and then a newer one, and they've been working on getting those sort of synced up and improved and updated, and now they have. So you can go to MEVITA.com, MVEDA.com. And there's also nmborderplex.com, and they'll also have a lot of information about the area. And you know, they're geared to a lot of people who might want to move businesses here or expand businesses here and stuff. So that's pretty good news too.
How are they doing? I mean, is it, with the economy starting to look up a little bit? Are things moving a little better there?
We've had a couple decent news announcements recently. One thing that's really helping is the Union Pacific location in the southern part of the county. You know, that's really drawing some attention down there. And we had Southwest Steel Coil and a couple other. There's a company that sort of was going to be working with UP and to have little railroad offshoots that will take train, you know, and cars to, you know, as where the Union Pacific tracks come through. This is little. They take it from there to the businesses and stuff back and forth. I had trouble saying that. So there's some businesses expanding down the southern part of the county. And then we've also seen, you know, home healthcare business come into town and might have as many as 100 jobs in the future. So we're starting to see some things. It's not, you know, we'd still like to get that big 500 job factory out on the West Mesa or something like that that Las Cruces has never really had. Mm-hmm. You know, something like that, a big Toyota factory or something like that. But we've seen some things, and there does definitely seems to be a little bit more movement in that area. And one thing I often hear from companies when they come here is how pleased they are working with MEVITA. And MEVITA is very proactive. As soon as they hear from people, they get right back to them, and they, you know, provide them with all the information they need. And then if there is a site visit, they do a really good job on that end too. So they're working hard.
All right. And in the Babbling Brook this week, you are musing about the restaurant industry.
Yeah, service industry all over, but you know, it's been coming to head about the restaurant industry. How there's been some restaurants who have cut back on service, and maybe I shouldn't say cut back on service. That wasn't their plan, but they, you know, try to have fewer people do more work, and waiters and waitresses taking on more tables and busboy work and that sort of stuff. And it just hasn't been working out as well. And some of them are going back and reversing that trend. And also, you know, some of the fast food places are talking about, you know, service has been a big issue with, you know, what they're hearing from as far as complaints and stuff and trying to rectify that. And one thing that's interesting is after the recession, you know, some people cut back and they saw they could still operate with fewer staff. So they, you know, maybe kept that less of a staff. But it might not be paying off right now, you know, as people are finding.
Yeah, not a long-term move, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Rick Stockbroker is the business editor at the Sun News. He joins us every Monday on Morning Edition. Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you, Fred.